The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Mr. District Attorney, Case of the Supermarket Killer, originally aired August 17th, 1952.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. As district attorney, protecting the citizens of this county from criminal violence is one of my biggest jobs. Unfortunately, such protection isn't always possible. We are always on guard, quick to take preventive measures to ensure the safety of everyone. But often a situation arises that we cannot foresee. A person with no previous criminal record decides to go wrong and in doing so commits bodily harm. In a case of this kind, as we are about to see, the remedy can only begin after a victim is paid with his or her life.
It's all right.
I told you to stop back there. We're too close.
Gotta be able to grab him when he locks the door, maybe.
Too close, he'll see me.
Here comes something now. Is that the guy?
Yeah. And he's looking right at me. He knows me.
He don't know nothing. Look, he's heading for the door. He'd have said hello if he recognized you.
He fired me a week ago. Why would he want to say hello?
Why don't you relax? Let's go through this.
Yeah.
Sorry, gentlemen. Store won't be open for business for another 30 minutes. I got it.
Yeah. And the store is open for us right now. Let's go inside. Leave the door open.
Okay, mister. I head for the safe. But we don't have a safe. We don't keep money here.
You want to head for the safe or do you want to get hurt?
All right. All right. I don't want any trouble. Well, come on. Let's get moving.
What's the matter? You nervous?
Yes, I am. Listen, I'll do anything you say. I don't want any trouble.
Smart boy.
Here it is. All right, get it open. Sure. It'll only take a minute. Just a minute. There.
Get the dope food.
That's all of now. I guess you want to tie me up or something.
Gonna do more than that, Mr. Deeds.
Mrs. Fortney! You crazy or something? What are you doing in here?
I tell you, this man recognized me, and I intend to do something about it.
We're supposed to stay in the car.
Give me that gun.
No, don't do that. I won't say anything. I promise I won't say anything. No!
You're darn right you won't say anything.
Crazy Dame, let's get out of here.
Man works 10 years getting to be manager of the store. Some trigger happy punk cuts him down with a couple of bullets. Well, there he is, Chief.
I suppose there's a family.
Yeah. A wife and 3 kids, according to a lieutenant. The oldest kid is 10. Now I'm going to get some real enjoyment out of cracking this one.
That goes double. Did anyone witness the holdup?
Yeah. Plenty of Gorkas outside now. Nobody was around when it happened.
Make a canvas of the neighborhood. See if anyone noticed the car near the place at the time of the crime. Spend the whole day if you have to.
Okay.
Is there a telephone handy?
Yeah, right over there. I'll see you later, Chief.
District Attorney's office.
Miss Miller, I'd like you to make a quick checkup on something. We've had a robbery here. I don't know how much money yet, but whoever did it killed the manager of the place at the same time. I want these people, and I want them fast. So get me a police report on any known holdup artist who might be in this area.
Where are you, Mr. Garrett?
The Barlow Supermarket on Grove Street, but I won't be here long. I'm going into headquarters for a ballistics report as soon as they can give it to me. Then I want to make an unofficial call. There's a family in the neighborhood that's suddenly without a father. I'm going to see if I can be of any immediate help to them.
Where can I get you then?
I'll call you back in about an hour.
What do you got the door locked for?
What do you think? If I had my way, we'd blow this town right now.
Oh, what for? We got away clean. You're getting jumpy.
Why wouldn't I be jumpy? Crazy dame, killing a man for a lousy $700?
There'll be other jobs. We'll do better. Where is she?
Can I fix my face?
The door fixed?
Yeah. And it looks real good, baby.
Thank you, Lugo.
Lugo, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, what?
I want you to quit calling Donna baby.
Well, that's better than what you call it.
Never mind what I call it. I'm married to her.
Get him. Just because he's married to me, he figures he can call me anything.
I'm warning you, Lugo.
What's the matter with you anyway? What's wrong with me calling her baby?
I don't like it. That's what's wrong. You can knock it off.
Why can't we be happy once in a while? We got money, haven't we?
$700. A lousy $700, and you had to kill a man for it.
I'd have killed that one for a lot less. He didn't like it because I had to go out for a smoke once in a while. Pulled me out in front of everybody.
I told you I wouldn't go for any shooting. I told you that before we started.
So you told me. What can you do about it?
But you killed him with my gun, too.
What good did it do for you to carry a gun? You ain't got nerve enough to use it.
Oh, let's cut this out and split the money. I could use my hat.
What are you talking about, your hat? I was in on this, wasn't I?
Yeah, but Pete and me originally figured it 50-50.
Who set up this job? Who knew where that safe was? Who knew what time that guy would open up? I don't care what you and Pete figured. We split it across the board three ways.
Okay, okay. I just assumed you had the dough. Guess you earned it.
And I'm going to earn more. Next one's going to be the biggest store in the chain. We'll do a lot better than $700 from that market. Turn on the radio, Lugo. Let's have a little music while we divide this money.
Yeah.
Morning, Miss Miller.
Morning, Harrington.
Keith come in yet?
Mr. Ives, he's in his office.
Good.
Morning, Harrington.
Hi, Chief.
Did you find out anything about that market case?
I wait until 9 o'clock last night. I finally turned up a couple of people who think they might have seen the car. A gray Suburban, but no license number.
No, it's not much to go on. Better check and see if any have been reported stolen.
I already checked. There ain't one of them models been stolen in 3 months.
Yeah, looks as though we're up against a problem.
How about picking up the boys who use that M.O.?
Well, the ones we know who use that method of operation aren't working in this area. Not with records. No, we've got to stick with that Suburban for our lead, Harrington. Now, they didn't steal it. You wouldn't think crooks would be foolish enough to use their own car, would you?
Not unless they're real morons.
You know, Harrington, they might have rented that Suburban.
Yeah, that's a thought.
And when you rent a car, you have to come up with identification.
Yeah, you do.
Get started on our car rental agency. You take one phone and have Miss Miller take the other.
Right away, Chief.
All you fellas ever do when I'm not around? Play cards?
Well, what else is there to do when you're not around? And I got most of your husband's money.
He can't hang on to money, never could. Whew, there's smoke in here.
I open a window.
You need a ventilator the way you guys smoke.
What do you got in the boxes?
I bought myself some new clothes.
Well?
I did something else while I was out, too.
What?
I cased that Grand Street Market. Gabbed with one of the checkers. Just like where I worked, only more volume and a lot more money.
When do you figure we ought to do it?
Why not this week?
I think we ought to wait. It's too soon after the other one.
What difference does that make?
Well, I think it's too soon, that's all.
If we listened to you, we'd never get anything done. Look, smoke, I gotta open another window.
What do you expect to do? Keep on cracking triple lockets every week?
Well, we're gonna crack this one anyway, and we're gonna do it in a couple of days. Hello, Acme Car Rental Agency. This is the district attorney's office. We'd like to know if your office has rented out a gray Suburban in the last few days. You haven't? I see. Well,
yes,
thanks anyway.
This is the office of the district attorney. We'd like to know if you're renting a gray Suburban any time this week.
Yeah. All right, I'll work.
That makes 23 for me and still no Suburbans. Let's see, the next one will be Sony U Drive, Evergreen 3, 4456. I didn't know there were this many car rentals in existence.
Me neither. Hello?
What's that? Yeah, that's right. Grace of it.
Oh, good.
And, what was the name? Mrs. who? Mrs. Donna Fortney, 215 Valencia. Okay. Oh, wait. You say they turned the car back? Okay, thanks very much.
You got one.
I sure did. Looks like we're in business, Chief.
The car rental?
Right. Gray Suburban was rented day before yesterday to a Mrs. Donna Fordney, lives at 215 Valencia, apartment 5.
Yes, Mr. Garrett.
Call that address Harrington got, will you? See if they've got a vacancy.
Yeah, right away.
Valencia Street. That's only 5 or 6 blocks from that mark.
I was thinking the same thing. Did you get a description of the woman?
I did. She's a blonde, about 22, medium height and build. Guy said she was plenty good looking.
Got your information, Mr. Garrett. The Carlisle Apartments, and they do have a vacancy, a double on the ground floor.
Good. Call them back, Miss Miller. Tell them you'll take the apartment, for your uncle.
Her uncle? Look, Chief, I ain't that old.
Set up a stakeout, Harrington. Get to know that blonde. Get to know what she does, where she goes, who her friends are. Find out if she works and where. Find out if her husband works. Talk to the women who live around her. They'll tell you. Try to find out if she's throwing money around. If she is, we'll make an arrest right away.
A blonde with money. Sounds like a pretty soft assignment, Harrington.
Yeah. Saw up like a .38 caliber bullet.
Well, you better watch your step, all right. If that blonde has money, she probably got it because some killer used a gun. And if we get him in a corner, they'll use it again. This is David Bryan. Before we continue with Mr. District Attorney in the case of the supermarket killer, here's an important message I'd like you to hear.